Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. I'm Carolyn Scott, a.k.a. the Healthy Voyager from HealthyVoyager.com. Yet another week has sped by and the weekend is around the corner. Yikes. This summer is just flying by. Alrighty. Well, I will start by mentioning that today's show is brought to you by Anitarian, an eco-effective design company. Beautiful eco-couture gowns as well as eco-necklaces and bracelets under the Peace Love Earth line. Each piece is made with sustainable, recycled, and eco-conscious materials. From bridal to stocking stuffers, everything from the Anitarian collection is unique and made with love. Check out how you can have a custom-made gown done and shop at the Peace Love Earth line at Anitarian.com. That's www.anitarian.com. Also look for Peace Love Earth at the Nordstrom's girls accessory section. They have the Peace Love Earth bracelets, seven wish bracelets there. They're super cute. They are a great back-to-school gift. If you want to get your holiday stuff done early, I suggest you stock up on those. They're great for everyone. Nice fashionable bracelets, eco, vegan, and you can make seven wishes when you wear it. Really, really neat. And in a few weeks, we will have Anna McTarian of Anitarian in studio to chat about her designs, the company, and how she turned conscious couture into green. Yeah, so look for that in a few weeks. So today's show is travel-themed, green, healthy, volunteer, all types of different travel options out there for you. Our guests are going to talk a little bit about how they have been able to inspire health and green and volunteerism with travel. So who wouldn't love to have their own personal travel agent that customizes every detail from the destination all the way to your meals? I mean, it's pretty cool, right? Whether you're eco-friendly or health conscious or want to do something good while you're away, there are a variety of ways that you can create a vacation of a lifetime. From volunteer travel to healthy adventures and excursions, today's show will help you get started on planning your dream getaway. Even if summer is on its way out, there are all kinds of places to go any time of the year for a fantastic getaway. Sometimes even cheaper and less crowded, right? If you wait until the off-peak seasons, that always helps the wallet. Today's guests are going to help us out with that and just that very thing. So I'm going to give you a few tips. Whether I'm hanging at home or flying the friendly skies to some exotic place, I still keep it real. Really eco and really veg. Here's some of my must-haves to bring on a trip that keep me healthy and green, and you might want to check them out for your next trip. Always, always, always stay hydrated. Bring along your BPA-free sports bottle or one of those cool aluminum bottles like the SIGs that have those really cute little designs on them to keep your water or your vitamin drink in to stay hydrated. And if you can handle the weight, opt for a glass bottle because it's healthier for you all around. Much better tasting, much healthier. There are no toxins that leach into your water. One glass, really cute glass bottle company that I found recently is called Love Bottles. You might want to check them out. You can customize your bottle, and they're really, really cute. Do your best to get your minimum of 5 fruit and veggie servings a day. When you're away from home, that's incredibly tough, I know. But going back to your handy bottle, bring some protein or vitamin or veggie powders to add to your water and make sure that you get all you need for your travels. My personal favorite is Go Greens. They're green apple flavored powder by To Go Brands. One packet of their Go Greens equals 6 servings of green veggies, and that's all you need. They're vegan, they're gluten-free, they're kosher, they're organic, the whole thing. And they taste really, really good. So, you know, have your little bottle of that in the morning and then you're good to go. And the rest of the day while you're hiking or walking around or sightseeing, at least you know you got your vitamins and nutrients for the day. And if you're stuck eating bread or some crappy salad somewhere, at least you know that you got what you needed that morning. And same goes for fueling up with your protein. Again, pack some goodies like Vega protein powder bars or Good Anya raw bars, Pure Fits. They're great for, you know, low glycemic index. They're gluten-free, all that stuff. And Lara bars, they're vegan too. They're really tasty. They're all vegan and they're jammed with goodness, fiber, and protein that can help you get going between your meals so you don't have to opt for the chips or the cookies or, you know, those lovely vacation vices of convenience food. A good pair of walking shoes and sneakers goes a long way. Make sure you pack a supportive pair of shoes, because bad shoes, even though they look cute, you know, like your sandals and your flats and all that cute stuff, they can kill your good times with lower back pain and headaches and blisters. And it's just awful, because I know that feeling of trying to look cute and then, you know, midday I'm like, oh, why did I wear these shoes? So stay comfy, properly aligned and supported, and get the most out of your day with a solid pair of sneaks. My personal favorite is New Balance, because they're vegan and they're really good and very, very supportive. You can even feel it when you first put them on. Just the arch of your foot, you're like, they feel snug and like for reals shoes. Check them out for your next trip. And travel in style with eco and vegan luggage. There are some great companies out there that are making some stylish, durable, and versatile bags and luggage while helping out the environment and the animals. Yeah, I know that in the past, eco kind of meant ugly, hempy, crappy bags and unstylish and hippie looking. But these days, we don't have to worry about that. We've got some really cool stuff out there. In fact, Jane Marvell has a killer line of stuff available at www.janemarvell.com. They've got huge suitcases, which is good for an overpacker like me. And they've got super chic toiletry bags. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And they haven't left out the dudes. They've got some cute stuff for you, too. And yeah, if you look online, you can definitely find some good products. But I did happen to find Jane Marvell, and I really like their line of stuff. They're vegan and eco and all that good stuff and stylish. So yeah, no need to sacrifice and have ugly bags anymore. So anyhow, those are just a few travel tips that you can use on any of your upcoming getaways from my upcoming travel pocket guide. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And perhaps you can put them to good use after you hear from today's guests. Maybe book some travel. All right, so our first guest is from Green Earth Travel, which you can find them at www.vegtravel.com. One of the premier vegetarian, vegan, and eco travel agencies in the country, Green Earth caters to the discriminating traveler, those who desire to maintain their healthy or green lifestyle while adventuring throughout the world. Donna Zeifinger is the president and owner of Green Earth Travel, LLC, and she's a seasoned traveler herself and a member of the International Vegetarian Union. Veg Travel can help you book custom-designed vacation trips, group departures, cruises, eco-adventure, fitness, spa, family, yoga, organization, fundraising, trips, and more. The extensive database of trips and packages and resources contained within the site will enable those who practice a vegetarian or green lifestyle to travel without food being a concern, like me. Calling in to chat today about her terrific travels and trips, as well as her upcoming excursions, is... Whoops, Miss Donna Zeifinger.
What a day, Rick. Me. Hi.
How are you? How are you today, Miss Donna?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, I'm well. The weekend's almost here, so who isn't well on a Thursday?
No, I'm doing great. In fact, I got a group trip in Utah right now, having a great time.
Very cool, very cool. So tell us a little bit about vegtravel.com, Green Earth Travel.
Well, I mean, I've been a vegetarian for more than 25 years, actually a vegan. And I started in the travel business probably about 23 years ago, and all my friends started finding out that I was a travel agent and they wanted to support me, and so it kind of took off from there. And and then in 1990 I became the official travel agent for the March for the Animals in DC, and I brought in like 3,000 people, and I gained a lot of clients that way, and did travel work for PETA and for the Humane Society of the United States and for some other organizations as well.
Excellent, excellent. So you specialize in green and eco and healthy travel. What made you go from regular travel to really finding that niche market of the veggie travel world?
Well, I didn't have a choice, because the people found me, and they were like, well, where can I go? I got to eat something. So I started collecting information, and all my colleagues actually started collecting information, even though they weren't vegetarian. They knew I would travel, or I had a client who would travel. So they would go somewhere, and they would find a vegetarian restaurant, bring me back information. And that's kind of how it got started.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm excited to hear more about VegTravel.com. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back with Donna from VegTravel.com.
don't smoke just one brand, 'cause I get mine secondhand.
The facts are in. Secondhand smoke causes lung cancer in non-smokers. Remember, it's your life.
Ours too.
Secondhand smoke.
That's secondhand smoke.
It'll make you choke. Well, that's secondhand smoke.
Help others breathe a little easier. This message from Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
You drink it? Cook with it? It's there every time you turn on the faucet. But what do you really know about your tap water? Do you know where it comes from or what's in it? You should, and now you can. Your water supplier will soon be sending you a short new report about your water. Look for it in the mail, and when it comes, read it. Don't let this chance to learn about your drinking water go down the drain. Learn more by calling your water supplier or 1-877-EPA-WATER.
Have you ever seen a pet wandering in the streets and found yourself unsure if you should pick it up? How would you help reunite it with its owner? Have you thought about adopting a pet but were unsure of where to go? Hi, I'm Shelley Faberet, here to tell you that now there's an easy answer to these questions as well as a lot more. It's called Pets 911. It's a free public service that enables anyone to access all the information that will help us take better care of our pets. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org, you can learn how to locate a lost pet or list one that you found. It tells you where the closest adoption facility is, spaying and neutering services, emergency pet care, general health information, and much more. So please call 1-888-PETS-911 or visit the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org and do your part to help ensure a better future for our pets.
Is your baby weigh over 500 pounds? According to the Environmental Protection Agency, a person must weigh over 500 pounds to safely process the amount of mercury still present in certain vaccines, including flu shots. And yet, these shots are recommended for pregnant women and infants.
The federal government knowingly allows mercury to be injected into children and pregnant women, but encourages it?
Yes, and that's despite numerous scientists from our best universities who have shown mercury in vaccines kills brain and immune cells and is linked to the autism epidemic. One in every six children now suffers from a learning disability.
They're trying to tell us something, but we don't seem to get it.
In 1999, the federal government and physician groups vowed to remove mercury from children's vaccines, but they have refused to honor promises made.
Mercury-free vaccines are available, but I know you have to ask for them. Demand only mercury-free vaccines, especially if you're pregnant or have a small child.
This ad brought to you by MomsAgainstMercury.org. KnowMercury.org. Friends and parents of children injured by mercury. Korean vaccines.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. We are back on with Donna Zeifinger of VegTravel.com. Are you there, Miss Donna?
I am.
Very cool. All right. So you were telling us about how you got started with Veg Travel, and I would love for you to tell us what some examples of the trips that you offer or adventures that you can book, have booked through VegTravel.com.
Well, I mean, we have everything listed from vegetarian-friendly bed and breakfast to all vegetarian trips. We actually have a trip coming up in October where we're going to be volunteering with animals out at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, and then for part of the trip, and then the rest of the trip we're going to be doing a spa, and it's all vegetarian.
Very cool. And where is that?
It's Best Friends is out in Kanab, Utah, and the spa part of the trip is in Zion National Park.
Wow, very cool. And it's how many days?
It's 6 days total, I believe. I actually have a group out there now, and they're going camping in the Grand Canyon afterwards. So, and we'll be doing that next year as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And so what would you, in your opinion, is the coolest adventure that you've sent people on through Veg Travel?
I think that's the coolest one.
That's the coolest one?
But actually, I'm going to be setting up, I'm hoping to set up other sanctuary trips as well. I'm looking into doing an animal sanctuary trip to Washington, D.C., where people will be able to come and spend some time at a farm sanctuary right outside of D.C., and then come and visit the city and do some sightseeing there as well.
Nice. And I know we were chit-chatting a little bit yesterday, and you definitely piqued my interest that you are hoping to put some together for a Galapagos Island trip.
Yes, I would love to do that. Yes, I'm thinking about it. I need to talk to my tour operator and see what we can put together.
So basically, anything someone dreams up, let's say I have a group of people, you know, 10 of us want to do something neat, like a girls' getaway or something like that, we can come to you and say, hey, not all of us are vegan, but some of us are, you know, veggie. What can you help us do to get us to Bali or something like that? Is that something you're able to do?
Oh, absolutely. And most of the spas, I would say about 50% of the properties that I have on my site are vegetarian friendly, so they'll be able to accommodate everyone. But you know what? If they go on these all vegetarian trips, I've never had anybody complain that they've missed the meat.
Excellent. So you don't just get vegetarians, you get the full gamut of travelers.
Absolutely. About half the group, half of my clients are vegetarian and half are the significant others that aren't.
Wow. And what's kind of the response that you've gotten? I know you said no one's complained or said anything about, oh, I didn't get, you know, my regular meal because I went with a bunch of nutty vegans. You know, everyone still enjoys the trip just as much, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I sell a trip to India that's all vegetarian. And most of the people that go on the trip are not vegetarian, and they love this trip and they love the food.
Wonderful. So you've got a listing or, you know, resources all over the world, from hotels to flights to getaways to excursions, all that stuff. Basically, full service.
Yes. Yes, we are a full service agency. And we work with the hotels and the chefs in particular when we book trips for people to make sure that, you know, if they're a vegan or if they have allergies, there are some medical things that we really can't work with, but mainly for vegetarians and vegans, we will work with the chefs directly to make sure that they're taken care of.
And would the same go for someone, let's say, who's celiac or, you know, gluten-free diet or diabetic or kosher, that type of thing as well?
It's a little more difficult for us to do that.
So mainly
people that are kosher, I usually ask them to do vegan, and that usually takes care of it. Although if they're glatt kosher, that's a different story. There are some glatt kosher places, but it does make it a little difficult.
And what about kids? Do you get a lot of kids on your trips, or parents making their kids go somewhere with the family?
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of families.
Neat. Very cool.
And a lot of times the children are vegetarian and the parents aren't.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I have heard that lately. I have a couple of friends whose son went vegetarian all by himself and did a whole essay on factory farming and everything. I was like, wow, that's really interesting to see a kid take on. And he's only like 11, so it's pretty funny these days.
Right.
So where do you see your business going in the future, growing? You know, are you looking to latch on or partner up with a lot more companies to offer bigger excursions? Like, what's your dream with veg travel?
My dream is actually to give back more to the animals and to do more sanctuary and volunteer vacations. When I say volunteer vacations, though, I really truly believe that to volunteer for a whole week, people burn out. So I like to do a combination of volunteering and then giving back to yourself as well.
Wonderful. So, you know, all over the world helping animals type thing, and in return for your volunteerism on the trip, you get, you know, some time to play and see an exotic land type thing.
Absolutely.
Neat. And have you scoped out any places around the world that have things like, you know, like the D.C. spot and the spot in Utah, anywhere in an exotic land where you found, you know, things, maybe marine life type of stuff?
not so much the marine life. I think the focus is going to be mainly domestic and farm animals. There might be some marine life involved, like the Galapagos Islands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going over to Ireland next week, and I'm going to hopefully be checking out a donkey sanctuary. So that's going to be one option. As I mentioned, there's a tour operator that does India, and they are actually expanding their trips to do volunteer work at an animal sanctuary, a dog and cat sanctuary in India, and then also doing some stuff, you know, sightseeing stuff as well.
Wow. So how much time is spent normally with the volunteering, and then how much time do you usually get, you know, to kind of sightsee and play?
Depends on the trip. The trip to Utah, you actually get to spend at least 2 full days volunteering at the Best Friend Sanctuary, and then actually it's more like 2.5 days, and then 2 days sightseeing. The India trip, I think it's going to be a little bit longer because it takes longer to get there, so probably about 4 or 5 days at the animal sanctuary and then doing a couple of days, you know, sightseeing.
And are most of these all-inclusive? Do they offer the meals at the resort or the sanctuary that you're staying at, or is it all separate, kind of like you can leave the campus, so to speak, and or how does that work?
With the package, you know, for instance, with the trip that we're doing in October, which we have 2 spots left on, by the way, it is all-inclusive. I mean, they pick you up in Las Vegas. It starts with dinner that night and ends with breakfast the last day. So everything is included, including massage.
That's wonderful. And so this is for individuals to go, and you also offer, like, let's say I wanted to go with a group of 10 people. Would you be able to put together that same type of trip for a group?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, yes.
Very cool. Sounds like a lot of fun.
I can do as a group or as individuals. This particular trip is a group, and it's 10 people.
10 people that have signed on to do it, or you just have
10
people
that have signed on to do it, and I have 2 more openings.
Oh, well, hurry up, listeners. 2 more openings to go to Zion and get massages and spas and hang out with animals. And
there's some really cool animals there. And we have had people come home and adopt. On 2 of the 3, 4 trips, we've actually had people that have brought animals home with them. So.
Wow. So I would imagine it's not just like farm animals. It's dogs and kitties and bunnies and all that stuff at the sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to make room for some animals I take home after a trip.
There's one in particular I'm pushing for right now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, is it Rudy?
No,
Rudy's yours.
Mine. He's mine. No, it's there's a dog at Best Friends. Her name is Prunella, and she is the sweetest little German Shepherd mix. She's a Katrina victim.
Oh.
Well, so, yes.
Do you have information on those animals on your website?
I don't, but if people email me, I can send them information over to them.
Okay, perfect. So tell us exactly how to sign up for, you know, these last 2 spots available for your October trip. And then, tell us that first. And then.
Well, they'll need to email me so I can give them all the details. And my email address is info@greenearthtravel.com. Or my direct email is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, @greenearthtravel.com. Or they can call me at my toll-free number, which is 888-246-8343.
Very cool. Well, that sounds like a great trip. And I'm sure those spots will be snatched up pretty quickly after people hear how wonderful it is. And so vegtravel.com is where people can look up future travel, how to book. They can email you and say, hey, I'm going on my honeymoon and I'd love to bounce around Europe and only stay at vegan bed and breakfast. So you'd be able to do all that stuff, huh?
Absolutely. And in fact, we just found a luxury vegan bed and breakfast in Paris.
Mmm. Nice.
Yeah. Looking forward to finding out about that one a little bit more and going there myself.
Well, I love that you're doing all of our homework for us, because it's so great to have a one-stop shop of information and booking and all that stuff, because that can be, you know, pretty tiring. It can be exciting at first, and then it's like, oh, how do we get the best deal and how do I find, you know, the stuff that works for me. So you are definitely doing a great job for most people that need that help. So whether you're vegan or vegetarian or not, it's great to have a one-stop shop online agency for that. And I know you did want to mention something, because I did mention Rudy earlier. You told me that Rudy is up for the cutest dog competition.
Yeah, I have a dog who is a puppy mill rescue, and there is, let me see if I can find it. It's thecutestdog.com, and I actually, if we win, we win $1 million, and I have told everyone that I will donate partial proceeds to the Humane Society of the United States, Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, and Washington Animal Rescue League, to mention just a few. And the website is cutestdogcompetition.com. And I think you can just punch in his name, Rudy. And there's a couple of Rudys in there. So he's a tricolored dachshund.
Oh, so cute. Well, that's really a neat offer. That if Rudy wins, so hopefully we'll get behind Rudy and he wins, because that's a wonderful thing to share with the animal community.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna. That you have a wealth of information, and I'm very excited to introduce you to our listeners, and hopefully help your business grow and help a lot of people who would normally not venture out of their, you know, Tri-County area, be able to get out and go on some neat excursions. So thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you.
All righty. Stay with us, because after the break, we're going to have Daria Gledhill in studio to talk about her wonderful charity organization called HOW, Helping Orphans Worldwide, and how you can get involved to not only see the world, but help out some very needy children.
Have you saved a life today?
I took two flood victims to a shelter.
I donated a day's pay to help a family that lost everything in a fire.
Have you saved a life today?
I teach a class in infant CPR.
I donated a pint of blood.
Have you saved a life today?
No, but today somebody saved mine.
The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to offer your support.
Steve, save tonight, sweet baby, play safe today. Nothing to harm you, baby, danger's far away.
Hi, this is Tom Paxton. You know, fluffy pillows and soft comforters may look harmless, but to a baby, soft bedding can be dangerous. Whether you put your baby to sleep in a playpen or crib, leave out the soft bedding like comforters, pillows, extra padding, and pillow-like toys. These could put your baby at risk for suffocation or SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Always put your baby to sleep on his or her back. And remember, the only soft touch your baby needs is you.
Sleep safe, lay safe. Someday when you're grown, you'll have sleep safe, play safe. Babies of your own.
This has been a public service announcement from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hi, this is Richard Karn with a message about how you can help protect the environment. Recycle your old rechargeable batteries. It's easy. The next time you need a new rechargeable battery for your cell phone, laptop computer, or cordless power tool, make sure you recycle the old one. To learn more about recycling rechargeable batteries, call me at 1-800-8-BATTERY. Or visit us on the web at rbrc.org.
A public service message of this station and RBRC.
Healthcare Now, I'm Ann Parks. Does changing your eating habits help lower your cholesterol? Not necessarily. Miss Bonna Cole, executive director of Mended Hearts, a nonprofit group affiliated with the American Heart Association, says results of a recent Harris Interactive survey show just how little people knew about cholesterol.
77% of the respondents chose diet as the primary source of cholesterol. The primary source of cholesterol is our own bodies, and that is based on our family history. It's important to know all factors that impact our cholesterol health.
Dr. David Cohen, director of hepatology at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, says cholesterol is a killer.
High cholesterol today is a major threat to the American population. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in America, and high cholesterol is a well-established risk factor for cardiovascular disease.
To learn more about cholesterol, you can go to the American Heart Association's website at www.americanheart.org. I'm Ann Parks.
Tuning into Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. I love that Dan Radlauer music. He's a good friend of mine and makes some good tunes for my web show, and I'm glad that he gave me some for the radio show. So, good and cute and fun, Dan Radlauer. Anyhow, we are here now with the co-founder of HOW, Helping Orphans Worldwide, an inspiring and all-around wonderful organization, and I will let her elaborate a little bit on that. And this is Miss Daria Gledhill. Welcome.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm very excited to talk about. I love your organization and what you do.
Oh, thank you.
I was so excited to meet you last year.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's already been almost a year, and you know, you had just come back from Vietnam with one of your trips, and I'm excited to have my listeners hear about what wonderful things you guys do with HOW. So
yeah,
tell us a little bit about HOW.
Sure. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Basically, our mission is we're committed to providing hope, health, and security to abused, abandoned, and neglected children that are living in very deprived areas of the world, of which there are many, unfortunately. Basically, our goal is to assist in and to develop long-term self-sustaining programs that will have positive and lasting impacts on the health and well-being of these needy children. Specifically, our main focus at the moment is the children of Vietnam.
Excellent, excellent. And yeah. I know you did just come back from there not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
you have a lot going on there. How did HOW get started?
Yeah, in 2007, my best and dearest friend, Hillary Brown, who is our co-founder and our executive director, she had previously spent a lot of time doing volunteer work in places such as Eastern Europe and Moldova. And the two of us got together and decided that, quite simply, actually, that we wanted to try to make a difference in the lives of needy children. It was really just pretty as simple as that. And so us two gals just decided to write a letter to, I guess I should backtrack a little bit. Hillary had read a book by a man named Father Shay Cullen, who has been running a wonderful organization in the Philippines called PRIDA. He's been there for about 35 years, and she was very inspired by reading this book, and we contacted Father Shay and initiated some dialogue with him about what we could do to help the children of the Philippines, and ended up taking a trip out there and had a wonderful experience with those children, and that's pretty much how it started. Was just from writing that letter and making that first step to take a trip, and then the rest is
history. Very cool. So what are some of the things you have done since starting HOW, and mm-hmm. the people that you've been able to help since inception?
After that first trip to the Philippines, we were so moved by everything that they were doing at PRIDA. They rescue, you know, young girls that are suffering from sexual abuse, incest, horrible injustices being done to these children. And this man, Father Shay, who has this facility, was rescuing these children and providing them with food, shelter, education, therapy, So we decided that the best thing that we could do to get started was to try to encourage people to learn more about what could be done for these kids and to raise money, which, of course, is what usually this ends up being about, is how can we get funds, you know, to help these kids. So we ended up, through the help of some very wonderful people in Ireland, we were able to raise enough money to support 65 young girls in the Philippines to provide for their food and their school supplies and uniforms and things of that nature, therapy, for an entire year.
Wow.
The program was called Childhood for Children. So that was the first major accomplishment for us. We also supported their abuse therapy room. We were able to raise some money to purchase some much-needed supplies for them. We still do maintain a relationship with them. We've taken several volunteer trips out there. We have gathered up volunteers from Ireland, from Australia, and which is also part of what we do. We do these volunteer trips, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit. But brought a large group of volunteers there to work with the kids and, you know, provide them with some much-needed laughter and playtime. And so from there, we decided we were ready to move on to Vietnam and try to kind of strike out on our own, which is what we're in the midst of doing now. Mm-hmm. We encountered several orphanages in and around the area of Ho Chi Minh City that were in real desperate shape. And some of them are government funded. Some of them are private, but most all of them need lots of assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're in the process of doing right now, is working with these orphanages to, you know, provide support for them. Specifically, one orphanage that is in the area of Kuchi, that we're working on a complete renovation of this orphanage. And we're just in the beginning stages of this project.
Wow. So you're going to be remodeling or rebuilding or ground up project?
Yeah. It's
new.
We're a real grassroots organization. Our approach is very, very hands-on. And what this, if you could see it, I suppose you would know exactly what I'm talking about. But they lack a clean water system. They have no doctors. They have no hygiene program whatsoever. Their staff are not trained at all. And most of the women that work in these facilities, they just live there for room and board because they have nowhere else to go. They're not trained. And the children suffer as a result. They're doing the best that they can, but with extremely limited resources and, mm-hmm. and funding and training, they're not able to care for these children properly at all. These children are afflicted with a variety of diseases, hydrocephalus, Down syndrome, you name it. There's a variety of different things these kids are suffering from. So our goal is to go in, find some volunteer doctors, dentists, physical therapists, and basically help them to start over, implement some kind of a training program, something that they can use to sustain them for the future, so that once, at some point when we do exit the country, you know, although we will still maintain a relationship, they'll still be able to be a self-sustaining facility.
Wow.
So.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. It's a huge mountain to climb. It's really huge, but we're extremely dedicated, and we've been fortunate to have some wonderful people that are also passionate as we are, and that are really wanting to dive in and help us. So,
yeah,
but we always need more.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you're here.
That's right.
I remember you telling me a story, maybe a few stories, about how you have rescued some kids out of camps or prisons or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I wish I could take full credit, I guess, but I can't. But I will tell you the story. This was actually in the Philippines. And our organization, you know, Helping How, we were able to participate in rescue missions. The Preda organization in Philippines, Olongapo City, Philippines, there's a big problem there with prostitution and with young girls, you know, being sold into prostitution. You know, 13, 14-year-old girls. So the Preda organization runs these missions. And I call them missions because they really are kind of these undercover things. And it sounds really scary, but I suppose it's a little bit dangerous. But how volunteers have been able to assist in some of those operations. And like I said, a little scary, but incredibly, incredibly rewarding to see this these extreme injustices that are being done to these poor girls, and to see them be rescued from that and come out of that and receive an education and you know, receive proper care and therapy to overcome, you know, their abuses is just, it's the most wonderful thing to see, and it's so rewarding. So
wow. So these girls are kept somewhere, and someone in the organization is tipped off, and they just infiltrate and say, we're taking these kids, and there's nothing you can do about it?
Pretty much. You know? I mean, it's a you know, especially in some of the smaller towns, and there's a lot of corruption in the local governments. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of this, you know, like I said, the illegal prostitution, there's, it takes these types of groups to go in and put a stop to it, because the average person is just not going to do anything about it.
Right.
You know, they just kind of sit back and watch it happen.
Right.
So, yeah, we've been really fortunate to be able to witness those kind of triumphs, you know, of getting those girls out.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's a lot of work, a lot of good work that you're doing that, you're right. Most people just kind of hope gets done and don't know how to do it. So it's wonderful organizations like yours to allow people, you know, the common man to come help out. And,
we've been lucky to be, you know, affiliated with an organization like PRADA in the Philippines, because I think our organization helped to raise awareness. Definitely. And also to bring volunteers, you know, to help him. Because before we showed up out there, I don't know that, well, we were the first Americans actually that he had allowed to come to his facility.
Oh, wow.
Which was interesting. So we were pretty proud of that we were able to kind of win him over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, we still maintain a relationship with him and that organization. And we hope to be able to have some of those same achievements and triumphs with the children in Vietnam. Cause we're just kind of, things are just really getting started out there. We've taken two trips there so far, with the next trip scheduled for the end of September. So I'm really putting a lot of effort there for those kids in Vietnam right now.
So what are some of the opportunities available for volunteerism with HOW?
Right. We organize trips. We call them VIP trips, which stands for Volunteer Immersion Program. What we mean by that is not only do you get to go on a trip and help a child and have that experience, but you also have the opportunity to explore local culture, and take part in understanding, you know, the way other people live. For instance, in Vietnam, the opportunities would be, for instance, there's a Mekong River trip, lots of history there, museums, the Kuchi tunnels, really quite fascinating stuff. And of course the food and just the people, you know, and the place where we stay is in the backpacker district, and it's really lively and fun. And, you know, there's just a lot of life there. And so because the days in the orphanages working with the kids can be, you know, it can be
exhausting,
hard. Yeah,
right.
Definitely. Especially if you're not used to it. You know, I know Hillary, you know, our executive director, she's way used to it, you know. I mean, she just is someone who jumps right in. But for the average person, it's, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's emotional. And, you know, I'm certainly not going to sit here and say that it's an easy thing, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so rewarding, you know. And then the fact that after a few days of work, you know, you can take off and
see some pretty exotic neat stuff that you probably wouldn't normally see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is, it's a crazy place, but it's actually quite beautiful as well. You know, so, we offer that, type of experience. We also are trying to implement what we're calling more of a special trip, where, we plan the trips and we pick the dates, but we've discovered that a lot of people, maybe have groups of friends or groups of family, say of 10 or even 12, that maybe want to do a trip together, but they can't go on the dates that we are, you know, organizing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get something put together to where if someone approaches us and says, hey, you know, I've got 10 people, we all want to go, you know, we're going to throw a fundraiser and raise the money and we're going to do this trip, you know, can you take us on such and such date?
Wow.
And then
neat.
And we're going to try to accommodate that. So if anyone's interested in that, definitely. Because the thing is you really, to do something like this, you really do need an organization like us
right.
to bring you there, and because you have to have permission to go to these orphanages, you
right.
know, I mean, you have to,
safety
I mean,
reasons, all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All that. It's very important. So we're pretty proud of the program, and we've had a lot of really great feedback. We have some repeat volunteers that have gone on more than one trip. We actually have two wonderful volunteers who went with us on the last trip who were so passionate about what we were doing and so moved by the children there that they have since joined our board of directors. So,
oh wow,
we really feel good about the trips that we plan and the good that we've done so far.
Very
you know,
cool.
due to that. Yeah.
Well, so. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Daria, and she's going to tell us how you can get involved.
Road Rage Crisis Line.
I feel so depressed.
Oh, it's not as dark as it may seem.
But I'm always being pushed down.
You know, recognizing the problem is the first step.
Oh, I recognize the problem. He's always late.
I see.
And I never move fast enough for him. But what can I do? I'm just a gas pedal.
So, he exceeds the speed limit?
Exceeds the speed limit? He runs red lights, he races around other drivers, and then he yells if he thinks they're going too slow.
Well, maybe it's time to start putting your foot down.
Well, maybe it's time he stopped putting his foot down.
An overworked gas pedal might sound crazy, but putting your life at risk by whipping through traffic and running lights is just plain insane. Think about it and ease up on aggressive driving.
If he keeps pushing me at this pace, I'm bound to run out of gas.
Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Keep your cool and put the brakes on road rage.
This message was brought to you by your friends at AdrenalineRadio.com. Log on, then call. AdrenalineRadio.com.
Your financial fitness. I'm Deborah Wetzel. It's no secret that money matters can put a stress on a relationship, but there are steps you can take to relieve tensions related to the daily grind of managing finances. The amount of money in your bank account is not always as important as your financial management skills, says Candace Barr from the Women's Institute for Financial Education.
Every couple should take the time to get to know one another's financial personalities and be prepared to make changes based on your new financial goals. Discuss everything from budget setting to payment cards, which increasingly play a bigger role in how people manage and track their personal finances. And the great news is you don't have to go it alone. You can find a wealth of information and free downloadable budgeting tools on practicalmoneyskills.com, a website developed by Visa.
Barr also reminds us that there's no one right way to manage your finances. It's just important to know your options and keep an open dialogue with your partner. I'm Deborah Wetzel.
Homework, soccer, part-time jobs, the internet. Are you and your busy kids forgetting something? Don't forget music. Hi, this is Faith Hill. Music study is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. Time spent in practicing and studying music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities kids need to be successful in their schoolwork and in society. Let your kids know that music is a whole lot more than what they hear on the radio. And the more they learn about it, the more they'll enjoy listening to their favorite tunes. Then maybe they can explain to you why they think it's so cool. Hey, turn off the TV and play music with your kids.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com, as well as HealthyVoyager.com, iTunes, and at HealthyVoyager on Twitter. All right, so we're back with Daria, and we're going to find out how someone can get involved in the HOW program as far as volunteering, or if you need any special skills or anything like that.
Right. Well, the first thing you can do is go to our website, which is HelpingHOW.com. Very easy to remember. And read a little bit about us. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Specifically, you really don't need special skills to join us on a trip or to help us. The biggest thing you need is a desire to go, because, you know, there's some things involved in getting ready to go on a trip. You know, we require an application process, and, you know, you have to raise the money to go. And so there's some things that have to be in place for you to do a trip. So number one would be desire. And beyond that, just a love of children. And so I think for the most part, anyone who's willing to put forth that effort to go is probably someone that we'd want to hang out with anyway. So, the other thing, if a trip is not something that, is in your future, we're always looking for people who are wanting to help us, you know, raise funds, of course, do research, donate materials such as, toothbrushes, toothpaste, cause we are working on, gathering up hygiene supplies for the kids. It just goes on and on, really. I mean, if you think you might have an idea, chances are we can probably use it. Mm-hmm. Because these kids really do need so much. So, like I said, first thing would be go to helpinghow.com. Check it out. All of our contact information is there, with my email address, my business partner Hillary's email address, and we could go from there.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Very exciting. And again, you did say you're available on Facebook and you're available on Twitter. And your next trip coming up is to Vietnam again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back to Vietnam. The next trip is September 25th through October 5th. And we could actually probably take a couple more people on that one. The only issue is there's not a lot of time to fundraise at this point. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's the question of, you know, getting vaccinations in time and all of that. Mm-hmm. But we certainly wouldn't turn someone away that was willing to go, you know, fill out the application, go through the application process and get the funds to us in time. The trips coming up after that are going to be in June and July. We're shooting to have more people. Each trip we take, we really try to increase the number of volunteers each time. So we're setting kind of a lofty goal for June and July to do three trips back to back. So those dates are on our website, but it's June and July of 2010. And as I said, if anyone is interested in doing a special trip where they already have a group of you know, 8, 9, 10 or more in place, we can organize a special date just for your group.
Wow, excellent.
So, yeah.
Well, very exciting. I think it's such a wonderful thing that you guys are doing, and also a wonderful way to see the world in a way that you normally wouldn't as just a regular tourist.
Yeah, I think that that was going into this was something that we felt that we wanted to offer, and we're a very warm, friendly group, and we all have really a strong desire to make a difference in the lives of these children. So we think that at the same time, though, we would like to see our volunteers get something back as well. Mm-hmm. So we try to make these trips, educational and enjoyable and, you know, make it fun for everyone as well. And not just about, you know, really, really high level emotion and hard work, but also to be able to see the sights and have some fun as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Make sure you visit vegtravel.com to book your next eco, veggie, or just plain fantastic voyage with them. Donna will take good care of you. You can also follow her on Twitter at vegtravel. Actually, it's vegan travel, at vegan travel on Twitter, which is how I met Miss Donna. And to lend a helping hand to a child in need while visiting an exotic spot on Earth, check out helpinghow.com for information and volunteer registration on one of their next trips.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're very welcome. You can find them on Facebook. And so please join their fan page, their cause page, their Twitter page. Spread the word, because these kids need it. And why not do something good while you're on vacation a little bit, a little working vacation? As for Healthy Voyager, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Healthy Voyager. On Facebook, check out the Healthy Voyager fan page or the Follow the Healthy Voyager group page. MySpace, it's under Healthy Traveler. And, of course, HealthyVoyager.com. Be sure to set up your profile as well at HealthyVoyagerPassportPals.ning.com to share your travel stories, recipes, photos, and mingle with other health-minded globetrotters. Also, check out the Healthy Voyager Approved Directory page, which is a great resource for products and services categorized by special diets, green eco needs. So there's everything there from restaurants and hotels and products and services there for all types of people that I've scoured and tasted and tried to share with my listeners. And before we head out, I will be playing a song by King Size called Miss America. They're a hip rock band from L.A. whose lead singer is a longtime vegan who I've known for many, many years. And I believe some of the rest of the guys might even be veggies, too. Either way, check out their single from their EP, The Good Fight. They just played with Stone Temple Pilots at the St. Jude's Rock and Roll Hope Show. Visit their site at thisiskingsize.com for more information on upcoming shows, the guys, and some more. So I'd like to once again thank Donna Zeigfinger and Daria Gledhill for stopping by today. Please do visit vegtravel.com and helpinghow.org.
com.
Tune in to AM 1680 here at 2 p.m. Pacific time, where I'll be chatting it up next week with the gals from Vegetarian Times as they are about to celebrate their 35th anniversary. And we'll also have songstress Naomi Streamer in studio to chat and to play some of her tunes live. Check out this King Size Miss America song, and I'll talk to you again next week. Have a healthy one.
She said they call me Miss America, and I wear right.
you're a total freak. God, you're ugly and dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. And that dress is totally hideous. Disgusting.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.